What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, McNeese State Cowboys head coach, my man, Coach Will Wade. Will, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm great, man. Happy to talk to you again, man. I must ask you, man, for you, man, as much as your team won this year, Will, man, how was it key for you to make sure your guys keep building and winning habits as you guys win so much and not you get complacent? I know you and I both know when you win a lot, man, sometimes habits slip off, get places, but how is it keeping your guys engaged, do the right things throughout the winning you've done this year, man?
You know, it wasn't hard. It wasn't easy because we have a lot of guys. We have a bunch of new transfers, bunch of newer guys. And, we had some guys who hadn't come from winning programs. And when we started going on some long winning streaks, our habits slipped a little bit. But that's one of the reasons we lost at Southeastern Louisiana. That was our only conference loss. We didn't play to our standards. We didn't play, nearly as well as we needed to play or capable of playing. But that loss was really good for us. We needed one at some point just because we were treading on thin ice and we weren't doing all the little things how we needed to. And it refocused our guys on making sure that we played to our standards, making sure we played to how we're capable of playing. And, I thought that was good for us, but it's not easy. I mean, we've won like 25 of 26 or something like that. So it's not easy to do. And, I was proud of our guys.
Yeah, Will, because I know I'm always worried about that when teams win a lot. Like, you and I both know this from being around the game and having coaches around you. Like, sometimes, man, guys like, hey, we win this game, we're going to do it, but we're just going to win. And like, develop those bad habits, man. And I feel like it's sometimes you need a good loss to, like you said, refocus, reset, get in the film room, coach hard, and kind of check those egos one more time so they don't get out of control so we can really win when it counts and win the right way.
No doubt. We have five game standards, and the way we do it is we have those game standards, and if we get three of the five, we're guaranteed to win. If we get three of the five and we lose, I don't ever run the guys. I don't worry about anything. But if we get two of the five and we win, we're going to run afterwards. And so we try to talk a lot about playing to our internal standards, playing to our capabilities, and doing what we're capable of doing more than more than our opponent and who we're playing on the outside.
You know what? We also, man, I worked out with them this year, man. Talk about how your guys really shared the ball and moved the ball the right way and not get too selfish, man. Going from good to great shots, man. And you seem to say that 49% almost 50 from the shoot from the field, 39 from three almost. Talk about that, getting that unselfish basketball into your guys, or a whole new team, making them be unselfish and trusting the process, doing it the right way, that plan is making good to great passes, great shots.
You know, it's a lot of it's our best player, Shahade Wells. I mean, he's our leading scorer. He's also our leading assist guy. And so when you have somebody like that, he also leads us in steals. He's number three in the country in total steals. So when you have somebody, somebody like Hade, somebody that's that good and that good a player and that good of leader and does all the right stuff. I mean, it gives you an unbelievable chance to win and have a great team. And that's what we've been able to do this year.
And, you know, Shahada been really good, man, because Will, it's very rare these days that a guy like him fits the defensive end of the floor while he's scoring and distributing the ball as well. So talk about his mindset and what about that young man was trying to bring him into your program really stood out to you and getting the coaching, man. How fun has that been for you?
Oh, just incredible. He's an awesome player, but he's an even better person. I mean, there's nobody better than him. I've never coached such a talented player that's, you know, the best worker, the best leader, cares about everybody in the program, cares about everything in the program. He's just all about winning, all about doing what's right and what's best for the team and what's best for the program. And just an incredible person. And he's a huge reason we've been so successful this season.
And him getting player of the year, man, the way his play is, man, I know that made him feel good personally, but I know he really cares about the team. He has bigger goals than player of the year, but it's good to see him get player of the year because he was playing his tail off for you guys. We watched it all as we watched it, man.
He's just incredible. I mean, he was conference player of the year, conference newcomer of the year, conference tournament MVP. I mean, he pretty much swept all the hardware. And I mean, there's not enough good things I could say about him. And he's been at his best in our best moments this year. And he's been at his best in pressure moments. He had 36 when we won at UAB. He had 30 when we won at Michigan. He averaged 25 in the conference tournament. And so when we've needed him in big games, you know, he's been really good, and he's going to need to be very good for us in the NCAA tournament as well.
And well, I wonder how Christian, because he's been your defensive player of the year in the league, but how he anchors your defense and what he means for his activity, his length, getting those gaps and slots, man, and causing trouble for these teams trying to get in that paint for you guys, man.
He's been incredible, Shoemate. He's been on the SportsCenter top 10 eight times this year. He's just he's a human, absolute human highlight reel, and he's tremendous defensively. I always say this, there's three plays a game, whether it's a rebound or defensive deflection or some sort of block or shield. I mean, there's three plays a game that he's the only guy on either team that can make those that can make that play or make those plays. And so he's a really, really talented player. He's another one of our leaders. He's one of the few guys that's been around. He was here last year. And so just very, very good player and great person and somebody that make some high level plays and highly athletic plays for us.
100%, man. It's good to have a young man, Will, at this age, committed to be an elite defender. And you and I both know guys will love to score the ball, but having a guy who commits to be an elite defender and loves the end of the floor, man, on a team like you have, man, that's to make you happy how he kind of brings you together with that glue on that end of the floor, man, and gives you all that anchor that you need to stop people.
No doubt. No, he's been he's been tremendous. And everybody likes that court tilted. Everybody likes to run fast to offense and run slow back to defense. But when you can get somebody that runs downhill to offense and downhill to defense, that's a big advantage. And Shue certainly does that for us.
And Will, your team had a great year rebounding the ball. Talk about how important this message to your team about making sure we end possessions with a rebound defensively so we can get out in transition and run our offense. Because you and I both know there's no answer to get a rebound. Talk about that importance this year of the 7-year guys, less in possessions with rebounds.
You know, rebounding's huge. I mean, rebounding's something that's really, really important. We've got a very good first shot defense, and just comes down to, can we go get the ball? And you know, that's a mentality. That's a mindset. We try to be a really good offensive rebounding too. We get about 35% of our misses. So, I think that's been really good for us as well. And, you know, that's one of our goals every game is to win the rebounding battle. If we can win the rebounding battle, we've got a good chance to win the game. And so it's something we focus on, and we've got good athletes on our front line and go up and jump up there and make some things happen.
And you're also doing a heck of a job creating steals. So, about that mindset, having those active hands and making sure your guys really are engaged with their eyes on defense as well to get those passing lanes, because you know, when I know active hands lead to transition, you get easy points and can put pressure on teams and make those teams fold fast if you keep turning them over.
No doubt. I tell our guys, hey, you want to play offense, you better steal the ball and get it back quick so we can run to offense. So all y'all want to shoot a bunch, so let's steal it and let's sprint to offense and make it happen. So our guys are active. Hade's third in the country in steals, and our guys are very, very active and really, really good in the passing lanes. And it's been a big part of our defensive our defensive identity everywhere we've been, and our guys have carried it over here at McNeese.
And what you also know, Will, is you've been valuing the ball as well on offense as well. Those low turnovers that you all have. Talk about how important it is in your offense to develop your offense. Make sure your guys understand to value the ball, make the right plays, don't force things when things aren't there. And let's be sound with the basketball so we can get back to our defense to stop people.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're a fellow Tennessean like me. So, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm not the smartest cat, but everybody has these crazy offensive philosophies and they're going to wax poetic about this and that. And you got to do this and you got to do that. My offensive philosophy is pretty simple. And all of our guys know this. Shoot the ball before we turn it over. If we can just put a shot on the basket before we turn it over, you got a chance to run a really, really efficient and really, really good offense. And so, you know, we want to get that thing on the basket. One, you got a chance for it to go in. Two, you got a chance to get an offensive rebound. Just you got good stuff that can happen when it goes on the basket, when you get the ball on the basket. And so, you know, we really talk about valuing the ball. We only give our guys 10 turnovers in practice. We turn it over more than 10 times. We start popping balloons, and once we get all our 10 balloons popped, then boom, we're going to run for every turnover. So I guess the message pretty quick, we value ball security. I tell them all the time, ball security is job security. You can keep that. If you can keep the ball and not turn it over, then you're going to be on the court and playing. So, you know, our guys understand that and they understand our philosophy, and that's been good to us. And that's going to be a huge part of us running efficient offense when we get to the tournament.
Got you one for you, Will, man. How cool has it been, man, to have a city of Lake Charles behind you, university community behind you? Is everybody supporting you and your team, man? Because I saw, just watching the games, man, I saw the love the fans for you guys, man. How cool has it been to be down at McNeese, seeing how much they appreciate you being there and what you're about as a person, man?
You know, our community's been through a lot, and we still got buildings on our campus that are condemned from hurricanes 3 years ago. We got tarps on roofs still here. So these folks have been through a lot, and this has been just a source of pride, a source of joy for the fans and for the people of Lake Charles and McNeese. I mean, we're a regional university. This place means the world to our five parish area, and we touch a lot of people. We touch a lot of lives in this area, and everybody's really, really excited. Everybody's been very supportive of our team, and it's been a lot of fun, and hopefully we can keep it going.
And how cool is it for you, man, to go into a tournament with 30 wins already, which is, do you get that? Don't get something. Oh, it's crazy, man. 30 wins.
Just incredible. I mean, I'd have never dreamt it, but we're at 30 now. We don't want to stop. See if we can keep it moving. But absolutely incredible. And our players have been phenomenal all year and just been a lot of fun.
Well, Will, us both being Nashville guys, man. You know, I'm cheering like hell for you, man. And I love you, Jeff, man. I thank you for being who you are, man. You're a hell of a person, man. If you need to realize that, man, you're one of the best dudes in this business, man. There's a lot of snakes. You ain't one of them, brother. So I'm in your corner, man, always, buddy. Nashville for life, buddy.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much, and I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, buddy. I'll see you soon, brother.
See you now.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.